Good evening and thank you for joining us. Americans woke up to scenes of destruction once again today. Anger has been unleashed coast to coast after the death of 46-year-old George Floyd and the overall mistreatment of black Americans at the hands of police. The scale of the protests now rivaling historic demonstrations of the civil rights era and the Vietnam War.
Crowds at the gates and people with signs, while the ones who leave never come outside. A little bit of truth with a little bit of lies. You gotta look deep in the whites of the eyes. Welcome to Earth, welcome to the planet, where we stare at our screens and we do our damage. Moms and dads and kids and wives. Meanwhile, it's about real lives. The whole world's turned upside down. The bullets of gas and the ambulance sounds. Helicopters flying overhead. The news, the police, the Red Cross and the feds. City's on fire, nobody escapes. In the land of the free and the home of the brave. If we really believed, it wouldn't be this way. But it's just something we say, it's just something we say.
Here in the U.S. Capitol now in our Washington bureau chief, Jackson Cross. Set the scene for us, Jackson.
Just in the past few minutes, we've had tear gas and flashbangs deployed on the crowd. Plenty of projectiles back and forth.
Downtown, it's up in flames. Riot police and people shouting his name. In the names of all those who suffer the violence. Shame on us for our sins of silence. We bleed one blood and we share one face. But it's not how we live when it comes to race. The paler your skin, the paler your face. The better your life and the better your place. The land of the free and the home of the brave. If we really believed, it wouldn't be this way. It's just something we say and we explain it away. Cling to false peace, never change our ways. Shame on me for the sins of silence. Shame on me, complicit in the violence. Shame on us for the sins of silence. Shame on us, shame on us.
And I contend that the cry of black power is at bottom a reaction to the reluctance of white power to make the kind of changes necessary to make justice a reality for the Negro. I think we've got to see that a riot is the language of the unheard.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. If we really believed, it wouldn't be this way. It's just something we say and we explain it away. Cling to false peace, never change our ways. Shame on me for the sins of silence.